Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America and the rest of the world. This is Dakota Lone Star, and today we have a very awesome program for you. Get out your pen and paper because I'm going to go ahead and dole out, so to speak, the guest call-in number. That number is 929-477-4090, and it stays that way. So you can key that into your phone, hit save, and hit me up every Monday morning between the hours of 9:30 and 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. All right, again, this is Dakota Lone Star, and this is something that's been with me for quite some time now in terms of my thinking process, and I've entitled this program, Is There an Answer? And I don't believe, well, I believe there is an answer, and I believe that portions of the left and portions of the right both aren't going to appreciate the answer that I have. I believe, but we're going to go ahead and look at that today anyway. And the primary question that I want to pose to America, and just give me a call today or call me later next Monday, either way, we can talk about some of these issues. But again, the call number is 929-477-4090. And this is Dakota Lone Star, Radio Cantankerous, and Freedom Today. So, all right, has the far left or progressive Democrats or have progressive Democrats become so unhinged and vile that reconciliation has become impossible amongst urban, primarily urban? I mean, we know there are decent people that live in our cities, that reside in our cities, but they're outnumbered, far outnumbered. Now, when you look at the logistically, when you look at the United States and you say, you know, I'm not delusional, I'm not under the illusional spell that states that we're not, that there isn't rather a 70-30 split in the United States right now, pretty close. I mean, but if you look at the urban centers within America and cities that are about 200,000 inhabitants or greater in terms of residents of any given urban area, they are outnumbered, gosh, I'd hasten to say 8-2 or 9-1, and maybe even greater than 9-1. But you know, when I drive down the road and as I'm driving to work each day and I see a bumper sticker on a car that says, God bless America, and then I pass the vehicle or pull up beside the vehicle and there's an elderly driver, I think to myself, you know, I don't have the heart to break the news to them that we aren't who we used to be as a nation. And we're going to get into that a little bit today, but I truly believe that it's past time to come apart amicably. I believe that I would absolutely love to see us run a perfect straight from North Dakota to Texas, pick up a couple of states, west of that line, and a couple of states east of that line, and from there, you know, we wouldn't fail together. I don't want to fail with them. I'm not willing to fail with those that are verifiably crazy in our nation, and that's the left. I will not fail with them, but at the same time, you know, these elderly people driving around with these bumper stickers that say, God bless America, I don't have the heart to tell them because, you know, they're probably close to passing on to the next, well, actually, it's one stage of life in one sense, or next stage of life. And so, you know, I'll let them smile and let them believe that we are still the nation of you know, of entirely of hard workers, of contextual Bible study, of atheists that are willing to work alongside the quote-unquote believers in the United States and allow for one another to conduct him or herself accordingly, in a constitutional manner. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get into things today. And again, the call number is 929-477-4090. I wanted to go ahead and just quickly read something to you that I found interesting in the Washington Post, the Friday, April 1st edition of the Washington Post on the Fed page. Within their, they break it down even further and they call it their power post. And it's entitled Experts, : NRA distorts Garland's gun record. Okay, so most people know that Merrick Garland, anyone really in the know, so to speak, people that, you know, by and large are millennials or college Nazis, if you will, basically understand that Merrick Garland has been tapped by number 44, their beloved 44, and you know, to come up with an answer contrary to Merrick Garland in terms of a potential nominee, Supreme Court nominee, which is just blasphemy. It's blasphemous for us to suggest that there might be someone, possibly even of the Democrat Party, that is better than Merrick Garland. And frankly, if you go back and you listen to a couple of my programs, earlier programs, I cover this somewhat in length, that I do believe that we should set at that the Supreme Court should always set at 4-4 for conservatives and for progressive Democrats, so to speak, would be wonderful. And then they would have to use their prowess, their legal prowess, so to speak, and to, you know, sway someone based on words alone over to their side of the fence, so to speak, on any given issue. But I wanted to read a particular paragraph from this article that really kind of struck me. And they were, interestingly enough, they're quoting professors who specialize in the Second Amendment. Okay. Is that like those professors that specialize in the First Amendment and are okay with an Egyptian-born Coptic Christian not being able to make a video in the United States, in the new United States of America? Or is that the same group of professors across the United States who specialize in it not being okay, you know, that Dinesh D'Souza is the real threat to societal positive societal change, and parade him in front of not one, not two, but three quote-unquote professionals or psychologists because we disagree with his standpoint, collectively speaking. And he resides in the United States. He's an American citizen of Eastern Indian descent. And so are we supposed to side with your experts? I don't think so, and I won't. And there are plenty of us who won't. But I found that kind of interesting because what they, in quoting these professors who specialize in the Second Amendment, they wrote to the ranking to the chairman and ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee saying the First Amendment may grant interest groups like the NRA the right to distort the facts and attempt to mislead the public. Well, here's a fact for you. Nikola Baselli Nikula, the guy that made the video that they blamed actual savagery on that video at the highest levels of our federal government, in fact, culminating or emanating rather directly from the inner onion, your beloved 44, and then kind of just sort of pressing outward. And then it's just interesting to think that, you know, you guys consider yourself experts, but people can't come here. If they can't come to the United States and make a movie that others disagree with, where shall they go? And in the rest of the world. And they want to talk about the Sisi's or whatever of Egypt and how dangerous they are. But what about the entire Middle East and its war on Christianity, almost to the level of 100%? They're exterminating Christians, people of differing views, God forbid, than your clone state, clown state. All right, so anyway, I got that out of the way in terms of your specialists, and which are really are bigots, to lean on an American of Eastern Indian descent that is considerably darker in terms of skin tone than I am. But all right, so I want, and then I was just flipping through some old episodes of the Washington Post, so to speak, and I came across another article again in the Friday, April 1st, but this edition of the Washington Post, but this time the Metro section at the bottom of the of their Metro section. You know, Petula Dvorak again is out and about, and in terms of her writing, and God bless America for her and for the Washington Post and their right to suspend next to any sense of meaningful reality. But it's their right. It is their right to do that. So, and no, you won't see me if I'm ever a leader, and I don't really want to be, because this nation is a 7-3. We're tanking quickly, rather quickly. And anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit from this article from Petula Dvorak. Unseemly campaign uncorks a geyser. Listen to this language. These guys are just completely unhinged, as Chris Plant would say over at WMAL. I think he's on from, yeah, he's on from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the brightest mind in radio, I believe. And then you've got a couple of other people out there. Mark Levin's very good, especially his in terms of historicity and how that things apply to today and his degrees, and he's carved out a great portion of America in terms of sensibility where law is concerned. But it's interesting, unseemly campaign, an unseemly campaign uncorks a geyser of anti-Obama hate. Now, I'm going to go ahead and roll over to Bravo 3, B3, and let's look at her article. The byline is, in campaign, an outburst of hate toward the First Family. Bravo 3 of the Washington Post, like I mentioned earlier, Metro section, and Petula's back. And she says, but there is a viciousness in column number 2 on Bravo 3, but there is a viciousness, a racist edge to the hate speak that echoes the darkest days of American history. So she can hear the echo, pining echo, America's darkest days, based on the hate speak, racist edge to our hate speak today. Really? Well, what about the racist edge of parading an American of Eastern Indian descent, Petula, in front of 3 psychiatrists or psychologists because the first 2 gave him a clean bill of health? Your judges are specialists too, which is interesting. they embody, if you will, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. Your judges embody the best and brightest, and someone that just happens to slip through the cracks of your $15 minimum wage attainment. So to speak. But anyway, I'm going to get okay, another paragraph. She says, last week Obama's approval rating edged up to 53%, according to Gallup. His predecessor had a 32% rating at this time in his presidency. Here's exactly the point and the reason the cornerstone of this particular program, we should just come apart. If Obama's approval rating is at 53%, and 53% is an accurate figure, then that 53% of America has every right to be pro-Obama. 60%, 70%, 80%, 99%, 100% could even consider his lead, if you will, approval worthy. And that's fine. This is America. But I don't. I'm an individual, and there are a lot of people like me that don't see, we aren't part of your cult. We're not part of your sway. We haven't been picked off by your collective pendulum bear, and we won't be. But it's interesting. She goes on to say, both the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center have seen huge jumps in threats against the president and the formation of hate groups during the past 7 years. Scary stuff. Really? Well, my opinion, here's what scares me about you all. Here's what scares me, Petula, about you all. Bottom line, you guys are evil if you're not okay with people coming here from the Middle East and creating videos. You are evil. You are Hitler's next of kin if you're going to lean on people that have differing opinions than you all. Because we're just, after all, we're just beer drinking. I think there's another place in this particular article. We're just pickup driving, beer drinking, middle-aged white people that want to hold to our power. No, that's kind of a reflection of who you all are. Not us, because oftentimes we marry Latinas. But it's scary stuff. It's scary stuff. But what you guys, you're under this pendulum. You're under a pendulum warning, actually, and you have been for since 2008, actually, because your beloved savior can do no wrong. Half-white rock star can do no wrong. And even I look back, and I it's interesting because when I look back at the Iraq War, I was a dissenter from day one, for the most part, although I would admit that I don't necessarily, I'm not privy to the information that our presidents that information that they have access to 24/7. But I did look at the maps on even NBC affiliates and so forth. And on those maps, actually Pakistan, almost a 2-to-1 ratio, had terrorist training camps rather than Iraq. Or Iraq, or Petula land. But listen, and here's the other thing. Now we've come up against another election, presidential election season, no doubt. And people are once again just kind of chiming in, that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Well, probably just jump across the border there and exhume a few bodies and or remains and that would declare otherwise. And furthermore, leaders can hide or sell and cajole at the same time, cajole the very public in terms of, selling or hiding or whatever, in terms of weapons of mass destruction. But it's interesting because look at this last Petula.Dvorak at washpost.com or Twitter at PETULAD. She said the first family looks forward past the haters. They embody the highest office in the land deserves. Do they? Do they, Petula? Because when it comes to embodiment of something, if you're going to go that far is to say that they absolutely unequivocally embody the respect that the highest office in the land deserves, I would say no. I would say, you know, how that's, you had me from hello, didn't work with us, with those of us that are societies of actual individuals rather than your group think tanks, referring to things as workplace violence when in fact it was a devil driven by demons that fired upon those families at Fort Hood. And really, other than title alone, if you will, your beloved number 44 didn't have really have a spiritual right to go and speak on that base, period. Other than, you know, his rank. But that's rank and file for you all. That you're going to swat us and swathe us and broad stroke us into our pickup trucks and Budweiser and middle-aged fear of losing our grip on the last state of humanity for better part. You guys are just unhinged. All right. So I've covered that. Call number is 929-477-4090. I'm going to leave you all with a quote this morning, an interesting quote, and I think you'll like it. And I'm going to leave the program early, you know, if someone doesn't call in here in a little bit. All right. And this is really awesome. You're going to love this one, actually. This kind of embodies or typifies, along with the language, again, of the Petulas of the free world. But in the Washington Post letters to the editor section, and God bless them, they have a right to their voice, even individual voices that make up 70% of our land. And 10% or 20% of this land should be more about the business of creating their own churches, their own societies, their own bakeries, and stop being duplicitous, complete arses. All right, listen to this one. The NYPD never saw the light. Okay, this is Richard L. Abel from Santa Monica, California, chiming in. The NYPD never saw the light. What are we talking about? The orbs that masquerade as a light, heavenly light, but are really devils? Well, time will soon tell, and I believe it's already quite telling and damning. In terms of just how separate we should be on a spiritual, and then we'll just send our, you know, if we draw that line in the sand from North Dakota to Texas, or in the pitch it in the concrete, so to speak, and that's our kind of our thing. The kind of cool thing is it'll resemble a cross, God forbid, and then we will send our evangelists to your states to evangelize you with the actual faith of the apostles, the faith that turned the world upside down rather than being quote-unquote right side up, and God forbid I believe that today. All right, call number again is 929-477-4090, and the NYPD never saw the light, states Richard L. Abel. I'm going to read this paragraph. It's pretty interesting. He said, I thoroughly agree, or this person, Richard, said, I thoroughly agree with the March 26th editorial, or March 26th editorial, turning allies into enemies. Oh, yeah, yeah, because it's, again, it's all our fault, right, that people, if you can't blame climate change, even though I would believe that a small percentage of Africans and Asians and Middle Eastern people that don't subscribe to Islam would be viciously attacking people if climate change were the rule of the day. If you can't blame them, you have to blame law enforcement, right? turning allies into enemies, which criticized Republican presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz of Texas for his profoundly misguided ideas about how to deal with domestic terrorism. But the New York City Police Department did not shut down its secret surveillance program. Right? What are they going to report on if they're not, if you're not a terrorist? Muslims of New York City attest to the quote-unquote fact that there is no God but Allah. And we're going to hold a picnic with our neighbors today to teach them that we're not, that we don't spiritually any longer wash our hair in camel urine in terms of theology. But that's okay. You have a right to believe what you want to believe. They're setting up their mosques. Okay, fine and dandy. But above the fray of hellish propriety, so to speak, are okay with scrutiny. We are. We just are. Because what are they going to find? They weren't willing to shut down his secret surveillance program. And as they say, we hear them saying, there's no God but Allah. And Allah is peaceful. And we're going to have a picnic, a peaceful picnic in New York City. What are they going to find? Oh, Lord. And the same with Christianity, you know, and atheists. And I don't know what goes on in atheist buildings, but I know what goes on in Christian buildings. And 99.99% of the time, we aren't devising terror plots and would rather not guide your life. You are misguided. You are profoundly misguided, Mr. Richard L. Abel. You and your clones. So listen, he goes on to say, because the police saw the light, they did not shed its, the New York City Police Department did not shut down its secret surveillance program because the police saw the light. It took investigative reporting by the Associated Press, lawsuits from Muslim and civil liberties organizations, and the replacement of Mayor Michael Bloomberg with Mayor Bill de Blasio to end those destructive, listen to the language again, folks, destructive practices. The devil came not. Here's one for you from the Bible, since you're so fond of quoting the Bible and your separation of church and states. We're having a little tea party on Mars and decided to come back. But check it out. He went on to say, to end those destructive practices of secret of the New York City Police Department's secret surveillance program, labeling it destructive. No, that's not destructive. You guys are quite slow, and I'm going to end the show on that note today. You guys are so slow that I have to draw a line, and we should run straight from North Dakota to Texas. Check me out on 40and28forever.com. And at @DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. Good day, America.